Looking for low-stress ways to create a healthier, non-toxic environment in your home? The Green Divas make it fun and easy with useful information for making a beautiful and eco-friendly Green Diva home. Well, this ought to be a very interesting Green Divas at Home segment with Madeline Somerville, who's the author of All You Need Is Less, and God, isn't that true? And I think we all need to hear what Madeline has to say. She's an author, writer. She has her own blog, Sweet Madeline, right, Madeline?
That's right, sweetmadeline.ca.
It's so cute. You're so cute. And I love your book. I haven't seen it yet, but I've been to, there's a website for the book as well. And people really should go check it out. And I want to get my hands on the book because I think as much as I believe in the philosophy, I just need that nudge and that little coaching and some of the, I think the tactics that you offer us. So let's talk a little bit less. I mean, a little bit less. Ha ha ha. Let's talk less. Yes, this is not good for a segment. No, let's talk a bit more about what it means to live with less and why that is important.
Mm-hmm. This is something I wanted to focus on because I was really encouraged by how this green movement has been picking up momentum in the last few years. It seems to be everywhere. Like, more people are recycling, more people are composting, you know, using plastic bags at the grocery store is decreasing. All of this stuff was so wildly encouraging, and it was really exciting to see. But I started noticing that a piece of it was missing. Mm-hmm. And we were really focused on recycling and really focused on reusing. But the reducing part of that equation had kind of been kicked to the curb. It was kind of like swept under the rug. We weren't doing that. And the reason is because nobody can sell it. You can't sell people something to tell them to buy less, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So this piece of the message kind of got lost. And I think that it's the most important piece of the message. The more you can do to reduce the amount of energy you use, to reduce the amount of possessions and items that you're buying and bringing into your home, is the simplest and easiest way that you can reduce your carbon footprint and reduce the negative impact that you have on the environment around you.
Oh, and
so I really wanted to...
And I was just going to say, and mentally, my gosh, it feels so good to
get
rid of stuff and have sort of clear space. And I don't know, it's a good exercise.
Yeah, our culture has sort of grown to view possessions as treats and rewards. We treat ourselves, right? We go shopping and we treat ourselves. I deserve this. And you buy a little thing here and a little thing there. It feels good. But these items aren't treats. They're responsibilities. You have to find somewhere to put it. You have to clean around it. You have to maintain it. You have to repair it if it breaks. And then you have to dispose of it once it's done.
Yeah.
So the things that we look at as treats just end up costing us time and money and energy and stress. So I just really wanted to focus on reducing all of that.
Well, I just think that's fabulous, and you're right. It's not something that companies can promote. So there's all kinds of great green gadgets, for greener living, gadgets for your kitchen so you could save more. It's all fabulous, but we went through this for a while with the Green Divas. The radio show, we started to do a regular segment about reducing because, you know, we get inundated with all kinds of these great ideas and gadgets and things to buy. And we're like, well, what about not buying?
Exactly. And that's kind of the missing piece. And to approach that in a way that's not, is not to live without things. It's not to martyr yourself on the cause and, you know, live without things that you really need so that you're living this miserable Spartan existence. I mean, that was the other piece of the book, was that I wanted to make it fun because, you know, it is a serious issue and it's an important issue, and it can feel depressing or overwhelming if you kind of look at it on the large scale. But to approach it in a way that's fun and that's simple, and to say that you can have a beautiful life and a life that's easy and that fits you without having so much stuff. And in fact, it works better without so much stuff. And to approach that in a way that sort of, the book is written in a very funny, lighthearted tone and in a way that you don't judge people. Like, the whole idea isn't I'm better than you because I recycle. It's just, you know, I'm recycling. Maybe tomorrow you will too. And if you want to, I would be happy to help. You know, that kind of attitude rather than this sort of judgment we get into, because it just ends up being one more thing on the list. Like, you know, walk the dog and go to the gym and go green. You know, it sort of ends up as one more to do. But it should be something that's exciting and inspiring for people. So I tried to encourage that.
Yeah, well, that's a very Green Diva attitude, of course. We all about low stress and making it as fun and interesting and easy as possible. So and no guilt, like none of this guilt stuff.
Mm-hmm. Do what you can, do the best that you can, and tackle, you know, one thing every day. And as you run out of make instead of buying cleaner, you can make cleaner. Or, you know, stop buying paper towels this week and see how that feels. Like just tiny little things that just add up over time and that don't take this huge drastic 180 approach, I think is so much more sustainable.
Well, and I think most people we find, and it was my experience, but most people I talk to feel similarly, that once they tried a couple things and they went out. Oh, that's not only easy, it's really, mm-hmm. it's saving me money and it's whatever, I like it. And they try more and it becomes more of a, you know, it just kind of snowballs into suddenly,
absolutely.
You know, you're someone that's using cloth napkins and recycling and maybe you have a compost.
That's right. Like if you look back where you started, the change is huge, but you small, tiny little steps one at a time. And that's the key, is just like you were saying, do one thing at a time, build on your successes and let that sort of momentum keep you going. Because I find that people get excited about it once they kind of get into it. I did anyway.
Now, so let's quickly just give us like the first thing that you recommend people do in their homes when they want to consider living with less and maybe they're a little overwhelmed with, well, where do I start? What do you recommend? Mm-hmm. Where do people start?
I find that like at the checkout is the easiest place to start. So before you buy anything, ask yourself a few questions. And the four that I've kind of gotten in the habit of just unconsciously now asking myself are, do I need it? And that's like need, not want. That's
right.
The tricky part, you
right.
know, because I want so many things, but do I need it? Not really. So do you need it? That's the first question. And after that, if you do need it, can you make it? So this is where I skip a lot of purchases like cleaners and shampoos and deodorants,
yep.
You know, diapers, that kind of thing. If you can make it or if you can do something like that, that eliminates another purchase. If you do need it and you can't make it, can you find it secondhand? So is this something that you could go down to your local thrift store or consignment store or, you know, Facebook buy and sell group and find secondhand for, you know, 10% of the cost and you're preventing something from going in the landfill?
Right.
That's a great option.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, if you do need it, you can't make it, you can't find it secondhand, buy the best quality that you can.
Yeah.
So don't buy plastic. Don't buy the thing that's on sale for a dollar. You know, if you're looking for a juice jug, don't buy a plastic one. Buy a really nice, solid glass one. Or
yeah.
if you need, you know, flip-flops, buy a good leather pair that's going to last you a few years rather than a pair you're going to have to buy again every summer. And that's just going to cut down the amount of waste. It's going to cut down the amount of, you know, unnecessary clutter in your house. And you're going to be left with a few good quality stuff, things that are going to last you rather than, you know, junk that you have to keep buying and throwing out over and over.
I love it. I love it. And I'm looking forward to, like I said, getting my hands on the book and being inspired a bit. I am inspired just by speaking with you about it. I'm looking around the studio even. I'm like, really? I could probably get rid of that box. Yeah, I can. So, I mean, not only getting rid of things, but I do practice those questions when I go to make a purchase. And, you know, thusly, mm-hmm. I find that I don't buy much. I mean, other than my regular food and whatever supplies that I'm used to, I buy so much less. And guess what? My garbage is a lot less.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Go me. Anyway, well, thank you so much for this first segment. I'm going to look forward to talking with you more and hopefully doing some other segments. And I want everybody to check out sweetmadeline.com and check out her book, All You Need Is Less.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Find out more about this Green Divas at Home segment and lots of other great low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green at thegreendivas.com. That's THE, greendivas.com.